All right, let's bow our heads and we'll ask the Lord to help us. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your kindness to us, Lord. Thank you for being a God that would have anything to do with us, Lord. We are all just sinners, born condemned, and you sent your Son, Lord, to fix that problem. And you did it because, yes, you are a God of holiness and justice, but you're also a God of love, and you want to show your love, and you did the extreme thing by sending your Son down here to die on a cross, to take the wrath that we deserve, and then if we believe in Him and trust in Him, we can have eternal life with you, Lord. There's no better deal. That's the greatest thing that could ever be offered to us. And so I just pray now as we sing these songs, Lord, that we can sing them with gratefulness and thankfulness to you for what you did for us, the way that we can be saved through your Son, Lord. We have so much to be grateful for. So help us to sing with a glad heart to show our love and appreciation for you. So please help us now. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, in this song here, these are things that we would like in this life. When you look up there, like, no heartaches, no tears, have peace all the time, no sorrow, no burdens, no sickness, no pain, right? Those are things that we all want to have, right? They're legitimate things that we want. And sometimes God does let us have these things. It's not like He doesn't. But He doesn't promise it to us in this life. There's nothing about in this life that God promises any of these things in this song. And I was thinking when I was looking at this song, you know, as a matter of fact, we don't deserve it anyway. We deserve nothing good from God while we're here, really, right? And it started making me think about the Bible class that we had been doing for a while with the kid classes, learning about little kids and their sinful nature and how to raise our kids, right? And how little kids, when they start out, they're very selfish and they're demanding, right? And they want what they want and they want it now. And even Vodi Bakum calls them vipers in a diaper, right? That's a little baby, a viper in a diaper, right? And I started thinking, you know, the only difference between little kids like that and us adults is we just hide it a little better. Right? We have the same, we're selfish, we want everything right now, we're demanding. We just hide it and we just don't let it out like a baby does, right? So see, there's nothing about in this song that we deserve here in this life. But see, God does promise us everything in this song in the afterlife. If you're a Christ follower, if you're following the Lord Jesus Christ, all these promises are for you. So that's what we have to look forward to. What a day that will be in the afterlife when we do get these things. Not that we deserve them then either, but we certainly don't deserve them now. But one day we will get all the things in this song because of God's goodness.
Thank you.
So this next song here, it says, open our eyes, open my eyes, and open my ears, right? And I usually think of, when I'm thinking about God, open up the eyes and the ears, it's usually because I want somebody to be saved, right? Like, Lord, please open up, Fred's ears and his eyes so that he can see the truth, right? And that's true, right? God's got to open up their ears and their eyes. And we want to pray for those people like that. But if you look at this song, this songwriter, whoever wrote this, is saying, open our eyes and open our ears, Lord. So this is a Christian writing this song because they're calling him Lord already. Jesus is already their Lord, right? So they're saying, Lord Jesus, I'm a Christian, help me open my eyes and my ears. And I think this songwriter's I think it's brilliant because here's why. We can go along, say we're a Christian, right? And all of a sudden, though, sin starts to creep in, right? The devil's trying to tempt us with things, or we're attracted to certain things that are sinful, right? And then I think what we start doing is we start doing this. Right? We start closing our eyes a little bit, start covering our ears because God's telling us things, the Bible's telling us things, and we kind of don't want to hear it, so we kind of squint our eyes and close our ears, right? That's dangerous. It's very dangerous. And that's why we got to ask God, God, open my ears and my eyes and let me see the truth. More about you. More about your word, right? Because see, listen, Satan wants us to go around thinking, yep, I'm a Christian, I'm all good, and then just live however we want. That's what he wants us to do. And we're already fighting our flesh. We're fighting our sin anyway, right? And it's easy to fall into the trap that maybe you're not a Christian. You think you are and you're not. Right? So see, that's why we got to continually examine ourselves, like the Bible tells us, and ask God, God, open my eyes. I don't want to be blind to anything that you're trying to show me. Open my ears. I don't want to be deaf to anything you're trying to show me. And we have to go to him with a sincere heart. And if he shows us stuff, we got to repent and seek him out, right? So that's why even as Christians, we have to continually ask God to open our eyes and open our ears so that we can know him better. In a normal situation, kids, little babies up till, they're 10, 12, whatever, they feel safe when they got their parents around, right? In a normal family setting, they're safe. They feel protected. They feel safe. They're not scared, right? Because they're with their parents. And I remember when my daughter, when she was growing up, this song reminded me of this protection and feeling safe. Was we'd be like at the Walmart or something, right? And she'd be looking at something here like this. And I say, okay, come on, Ash, let's go. Come on. So, oh, hold on, Dad, just a second. She'd be standing there. And I'm going, come on, we got to go, got to go. No, hold on. She'd look. So I'm like, okay. So I'd go down to the end of the aisle, and I would just go around like this and hide, right? And then just keep an eye on her like this. She'd be standing there, and she'd be done looking at whatever, and wouldn't see me. And instantly lose her mind. Dad, like that, right? Ah, I love doing that. I don't know. I might be a little twisted, but it was funny. I'm telling you right now. But anyway, the thought of me not being there, would she'd be like, ah, I'm not safe. Like, I'm scared, and she wouldn't be safe, right? And I say that because in this sentence up here, second paragraph, first sentence there, it says, oh, how sweetly I am resting in his all-protecting care. See, that's you know, this is talking about the Lord being this priceless treasure. And one of the things about the Lord is that's a treasure that we have in him that's priceless is that no matter what is going on, he's always protecting us. Now look, our days are numbered, right? I'm going to die whatever day God wants me to die. He's going to kill me that day. But until that day, I am protected. Nothing can happen to me that God doesn't allow to happen until the day that he wants me dead, then I'll die. And you can find great comfort in that, right? You know, a lot of people, I know people that are always worried about things. Like, you know what? Yeah, maybe there's some legitimate things to be concerned about, but we don't have to worry about anything because we have the Almighty God protecting us. And we can find great joy and great comfort in that. And I was just really grateful to think. It's something I don't usually think about, but it's really a great thing. Like, I'm protected by God. What better protection can you have than God Almighty, right? So let's just thank the Lord that he is this priceless treasure and that he is going to protect us in this life from whatever he wants us to be protected from and take us home the day he wants us home, and nothing can happen to us until that day. Let's pray. Lord, there are many, many reasons you are a priceless treasure, Lord. But I just thank you, Lord, that you protect us, Lord, and that we can find great joy and comfort in that. And I just pray, Lord, that if there's somebody here today that doesn't know you as Lord, that they're not following you according to your word, Lord, that they would run to you and that they would seek this protective care from you, Lord. Because you offer it to anyone that wants to come to them. So I pray, Lord, if there's anybody here today, that you would show them that and cause them to run to you, Lord, for salvation. Lord, I thank you for Dorian, and I ask that you would help him with the message that he has for us today, Lord, and that you would also help Andrew feel better. He was supposed to give us a message today, Lord, but help him to feel better. But please just be with Dorian right now as he brings us a message, Lord. And we ask you to open up our ears, open up our eyes so that we can see more about you and what we're about to learn today, Lord. I ask these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.